And the time is 10 to 9. Could the Conservatives be doing themselves more harm than good with the frequency and volume of their attacks on Labour's connections to the trade unions? Well, a new Tory group called Renewal has launched with the aim of broadening the appeal of the Conservative Party and shaking off the perception that it is just for the rich. And some within the party say that ordinary trades union members should be actively courted. Our political correspondent Chris Mason reports from the Conservative marginal seat of Harlow in Essex.
That most traditional of buskers' instruments, the accordion, is playing in one of the original new towns. 30 miles from central London, Harlow sprung up after the Second World War, home to the country's first residential tower block, now listed, and the first pedestrian precinct in a town centre, now looking tired. One talking point dominates here.
Cost of living, petrol, everything really, it's just sky high. Every week you go shopping, prices go up, and it's not 1 or 2p, it's 10, 20p.
Maggie works in a bakery, Melanie in a local shop.
Cost of living, wages, earnings, petrol, all that sort of stuff, food, you know, everything's so expensive and people are just not earning enough money to live how they want to live, really.
Will the union still have the biggest vote at the conference? Yes. Will they still be able to determine the party's policy? Yes. Will they still have the decisive vote in voting for the Labour leader? Yes. That is the fact. They own you lock, stock and block vote.
So how does this kind of rhetoric go down here?
Trade unions, yeah, definitely, they do have a useful role. Trade union will have your back if needed. I just think the politicians don't like them.
Trades union membership has shrivelled since the late 70s, but still stands at around 7 million, dwarfing the appeal of the main political parties at Westminster, who struggle to muster 500,000 paid-up members between them. Harlow's MP is the Conservative Robert Halfen.
The majority of trade unions are not affiliated to the Labour Party. A third of trade union members vote Conservative. We should be involved. I would go much further and I would say to all the many millions of Conservative-minded trade union members to offer them free membership of the Conservative Party.
Robert Halfen says the new renewal group of Conservatives, with its desire to see the Tories become what it calls the Workers' Party, is his spiritual home. The group's founder is activist and former parliamentary candidate David Skelton.
If you look at the battleground seats at the next election, also those seats where the Conservatives need to go from third to second, there's a larger than average proportion of public sector workers and trade unionists in a lot of those seats.
And yet, the memory of the miners' strike and the legacy of deindustrialisation are long-lasting, for some, a perpetual noose around the neck of the Conservative brand. But it's not always been like this. The singers and, yes, Equity members Vince Hill and Lulu perform for Mrs Thatcher. Here's Professor Tim Bale from Queen Mary, University of London.
In the 1979 election, there was a rally held by trade unionists for a Tory victory where they got around 2,000 people into London in support of the Conservative Party, in support of Mrs Thatcher, and Mrs Thatcher attended.
When the excitement of electioneering dies away, there is work to be done, and the union leaders will work with the next democratically elected government as they have done in the past. Of that I am confident.
And that probably did help in some small material way to give people the impression during the campaign, at least, that Conservatives weren't deaf to the concerns of ordinary people.
It's what Harlow's MP, Robert Halfen, calls white van conservatism. Others have called it blue-collar conservatism. Its aim, Mr Halfen argues, should be nothing less than a wholesale change in the party's image.
If modernisation of the Conservative Party is to mean anything, it is that we have to be the party of the poor as much as the Labour Party has presented itself as. And I obviously disagree with the policies that Labour Party have, but nevertheless, their whole being, their whole mission, their moral mission is to help the underdog. And we have to be that party.
In a statement, the Conservative Party said it was on the side of hard-working people, including millions of union members.
Chris Mason reporting there. 5 to 9 now.